interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Wow, well, we will finish this segment back here in the 360 with some Whidbey Island 911. Evidence that knuckleheadedness can go international. Thanks to the email from Marion, Brad and John at KISM.com. The email is captioned, "Have you seen this insanity yet?" The headline reads, "Stark naked man photographed rolling down the street in Kelowna." They say it's been hot in the Okanagan.
Rolling?
He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
It's been hot in the Okanagan for several weeks, and they say, you know, lots of people looking to ways to stay cool. But this dude was rolling through the streets of Kelowna down Springfield Avenue, completely in the nude in a wheelchair. He's an older dude and everything. And one witness said, in this story, said, "Returning home to our lower mission home, we noticed this little Jim. Legs spread as wide as the smile on his face. I actually burst out laughing when I saw him. My initial reaction wasn't that somebody's got to get this guy off the road. And then you look at his age and have a chuckle. Then you realize this is totally and completely unacceptable." Another witness said, "When I looked in my rearview mirror, this guy had a weird smile on his face and was looking right at the people coming across at the crosswalk at him. So there was some weird intent to what he was doing, which removed all the innocent wackiness." So he's just riding around, "Hello." And, of course, he had a Canadian flag flying from the back of his chair and a high-visibility vest draped over the back. So it looks like, you know, he wanted the attention. For sure. Then we'll go to a phrase. I hadn't heard this phrase before, John. Touron. A touron. A touron is created by combining the word tourist and moron. And we've certainly had a bunch of those. It was coined in the Yellowstone National Park, where we get numbers of people doing dumb things, getting close to bison or the hot geysers are and stuff. But this touron comes from Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. And there's a video that accompanies a tourist or touron. They're at the edge of this canyon, and it's one of the tallest, steepest canyons of the entire place. And this dude runs up, jumps over the railing, like, "Hey, I'm going to jump over the railing and land right here at the edge." Well, he jumps over the railing and loses his footing and slides to about 2 feet from going over a cliff that, like, would have sent him to his death for sure, a couple thousand feet. And then, you know, other people in the park are like, you know, considering it occurred at one of the park's most popular viewpoints and dislodged rocks onto the heavily trafficked Navajo loop below, we're extremely thankful that no serious injuries occurred. And they're posting videos of the idiot that nearly took a fatal leap in the Bryce Canyon National Park.
Don't be a touron.
Exactly.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Oh, yeah, our head's going to be just on a swivel tomorrow when we're out on Whidbey Island. Who knows what we'll encounter out there, Brad? The Whidbey Island 911 police report is in front of us. And these are some of the emergency calls that came into the authorities in June. I mean, my teeth are going to be chattering as soon as I cross the Deception Pass Bridge. Wednesday, June 15th, 1:22 p.m., Bush Point Road. 911 caller says, "Some lady on a horse was giving me grief." Saturday, June 18th, 1:25 p.m., Maplewood Loop. 911 caller says, "My brother twisted my arm."
I want you to take all this copy that you have here and check off each street sign that you see as you drive down tomorrow.
It'll be Whidbey Island bingo.
Yes.
I'm going to travel most of that island tomorrow. As I make my way down to Langley. Tuesday, June 21st, 10:05 a.m., Tanner View Drive. 911 caller says, "I got a raccoon in my attic."
Is that a euphemism?
Wednesday, June 22nd, 5:29 p.m., Lion Road. 911 caller says, "My computer is locked. I think the sheriff's office did it. And finally, Wednesday, June 22nd, 9:03 a.m., Crescent Drive. 911 caller says, my ex-girlfriend is threatening to move back in.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.